Let's say good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining
us.
I'm well. I trust you are as well.
Sure.
Okay, great. So we have a president say a number of times. In fact, in counting, he mentioned Ghana beyond aid some 17 times in his speech. Did you get a clear sense of what this vision actually means and how we translate that into everybody's lives going forward?
There were elements of it. In that, he wants us to strengthen the economy, fight corruption, fiscal discipline. He emphasizes we shouldn't just be blowing our resources away during elections and end elections with high inflation and our macroeconomic stability derailed, huge deficits. Those cyclical things we've lived through in the last 25 years and probably here. So he had a sense of what it takes. He also talked about industrialization. And I think that what Ghanaians should also do to make sure that we fight corruption effectively. So all taxes are paid. So what it means is that if we manage and harness our resources well, including huge, immense natural endowments and so on, it might give us the resources that we need to develop our country and reduce our dependency on aid, you know. So there were elements of it there. The question then is, you see, the president makes policy. He defines the vision and the direction. The concrete steps you take to go there does not have to be delivered or given to us one by one by the president. So now it is the task of institutions to take it up. And when you live in a democracy like we do, one of the important organizations or institutions that must demonstrate that this task, this vision of the president and what needs to be done to achieve it, they are preoccupied with it. And that is the political party that is governing, as well as the political parties in the country, because the vision the president has espoused is a refreshing rehash of the vision that has been there from time immemorial, if you look at the early years of independence. And it's interesting, he brought the vision out strongly on this occasion of our 61st independence. So how we want to be, the industrial economy and aluminium, you know, bauxite and so on, Balco, it brings you all those things, you know, and the extent to which he really wants to accelerate the development of the country. He doesn't think we should wait for the next 30 years before we see progress, but rather there has to be some big transformation. Go on. And if you read about our political development history of the 50s, after independence and 60s and the aspirations, 7-year development plan and so on, you find out these things are there. So it is good the president is repositioning them. He's repositioning the nation building national development agenda. I think that is what he's doing. And so the question we must ask ourselves, if these are the things we want, how do we work with him? What do we do to make sure that it happens this time, at least under his leadership, so that the foundation is built for others to come and continue? And if you go in that direction, then now that the president has set the tone and the direction and the vision, you would ask yourself, what would first the governing party put out? How would they operationalize the president's vision? Can we see materials from the NPP that tells us that Ghana Beyond Aid is 1, 2, 3, and this is what they are going to do? They are going to educate Ghanaians. They are going to concretely reduce what can be achieved at the local levels, at the various levels of our development. This is a critical task for a party, a group of people who form a party and say, we want to take state power, give us the mandate, we're going to use our resources, our collective, to transform socioeconomically. Within this time, we're delivering that. So you have to see the parties in action, just as you want to see the opposition parties also playing a constructive role in realizing this dream, because it will benefit all. So you cannot heap everything on the president. Now, when you put aside the parties, you're going to look at the public services. will each ministry take the president's vision and give us as Ghanaians just a simple pamphlet that says this is what we are going to do to ensure that from in the next 3 years we charge a new path to our development where our domestic resource mobilization is stronger and our dependency on aid inflows is reducing. In any case, look, most of the donors have placed us beyond aid already. The majority of them are pulling out from aid to Ghana by 2022. They signed an agreement in 2012. But this is the first time we have a leader who has accepted that reality and also mobilizing the nation at a mental and leadership level to say, hey, we can do it. Without when the donors have gone, we can do it. Even if they are not going, we still must rely more on our resources. So it's a self-reliance philosophy and try to rally around the country to do that. We get each ministry telling us exactly how this translates in the next 3 years. But Francis, you know, the real problem of making this real is that no country can transform in this modern age without a long-term development strategy and plan. And so, and a consensus, a certain agreement that these are development priorities, so that it would be important then to know the status of the 40-year development plan, for instance, that NDPC submitted to the president. Doesn't it have this element of this elements that would espouse this vision and show how they can concretely be achieved? We cannot tie that long-term development strategy to any party. We cannot. The parties will claim it. You know, they always claim everything. But that would, I did this, I did that. They forget that they use our resources. We give them a mandate to do things for us. So it's not for their organization. But it will change with time. But what I'm trying to say now is that the long-term development plan that would lead to the realization of the president's vision, we have elements of them on the ground. What is happening to vision, the 40-year development strategy that NDPC gave to the president? And then what is the relationship between that strategy and the government's own industrialization strategy, the transformation? You see, we need to understand these things so that we can begin to build up the foundations and then establish the basis for continuity. Okay, now if you put the long-term development plan, you also have to go to the point where you ask, what is the state of our public services? You know, anywhere in all the countries that have been able to transform the economy within and society, lift their people, majority of their people, out of poverty, they all depended on strong, professional, competent, impartial, autonomous public services. Now, we are in a situation where we are politicizing, we have politicized our public service. Those who have governed us in the 25 years, probably much earlier. Okay, so where is the public service? Because it's the public service that delivers this thing. And the public service then must have a way of working with the political party with a transformational vision and agenda, because they are the political leaders. You know, how to deliver this consistently in a democracy. We need to work that out. That is not the business of the president. It's the business, the president has set a goal. So let the institutions now say, what do we do and how do we coordinate all these things? Then the finance comes in. You know, every time our governments talk and our leaders in this republic, they always tell us that the private sector would lead. The private sector can bring this and so on. In the first place, it is only recently that we're becoming more attractive to private sector investment. It hasn't been so all the time. And therefore, the state has had to sometimes stand in places where the private sector cannot stand. But these days it's changing. But on what terms? On what terms would this happen? So we need to now also think that if we want the maximum of the benefits we would get, if you read about how Botswana negotiates diamond, investments into diamond, what they get and so on, then it is important that we change the model of attracting private sector and also how we promote our own Ghanaian private sector.
Okay.
We have to create them. Mm. I mean, Samsung and others did not come out of the blues. The South Korean state had a role in promoting their growth. And here we are. We don't even have Ghanaians controlling the banks, or many Ghanaian banks are not. I don't know where they are and how well they are doing, and so on. And so I think the president is raising very fundamental issues that requires us thinking systematically to see how do we do this. And then the corruption bit, the last. You know, we are putting so much hope on the special, or our expectation of the special office of the special prosecutor and the special prosecutor in person, that we could create a crisis of expectation where in the short term we would not even give them time to settle, but we want quick results. And where we are not getting the results, the pressure on them would be so inordinate that if it's not managed well, it could itself create a certain paralysis. So the question then is that we need to fully support the special office of the special prosecutor, but we also have to look at how the other state investigative bodies would be strengthened to complement that work. How professional and equipped is the CID, for example, and the police? How do they prosecute? How are the courts, okay, adjusting themselves and their relationship with the police and others, or what needs to be cleared, human rights and all that, to make us now see a machinery, a juggernaut in place in all the critical sectors of criminal justice administration that is saying zero tolerance to corruption.
Okay.
You know, so these are the components that we ought to think it out and put it and say, this, Mr. President, this is what you said, but this is how we can go. And then we can go. And then we engage the institutions for them to also tell us how they are going to do that. So we need that kind of plan. We need that action plan on the table. And I hope the president, senior ministers and others would set out helping us to do this, facilitating it.
Okay. Dr. Akwete, I want to say thank you. A very big thank you for your time, for sharing your insights with us about the president's speech and how we actualize the vision into reality. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, Executive Director of the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEG, joining us this morning for that all-important conversation. 9:26 is at the time. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Morningstar Live on Star 103.5 FM. Time for Morning.